Hello, this is True American, your friendly partisan of the truth on BlowTopSecret.com. Member podcast reply to Magic and his stunning, surprising, and mind-boggling reply there to the Mind series. And Magic, what can I say? Having you come on and say that to me means more to me than probably anything else you could probably ever do, to be honest with you. And it's a deep, heartfelt thanks that I will say to you in return. I worked my ass off on that project, it's not everybody's kind of music. Granted, it's music definitely with the objective of tantalizing the mind. Although there are some heartfelt passages in some of the tunes, most of the musicians, by the way, that I play that for are initially kind of shocked. Some other guys, you know, I've had a lot of people comment on the production, and you know, I'll have you know that was done with a pretty crappy Alesis HR16 drum machine. It was one of the first real digital drum machines to come out way back in the mid 80s, early 80s actually, and at the time, in my development, I did not have access to some of the tools, any of the tools that I have now. And on that note also, I wanted to comment that on these podcasts, I'm using a really crappy mic and reducing these down to the most minimal bit rates that I can probably get, just out of respect for the site. And if I really wanted to, I mean, you know, some of the other people podcasting here have gotten into some pretty cool productions using, you know, delays and effects and choruses and reverbs and all this fancy stuff, sound effects. And, you know, I got a whole recording studio in there. You're not really saying anything to me with that. I mean, I've been producing music. And when I say you're not, I'm talking about the people that are doing all these massive productions. I could do it too. But you know what? If you made some kind of crazy podcast magic that came with all these effects and stuff to try to make the simple point that you just made to me there, you'd lose it. It would be overdone. It would be unnecessary. I guess, I don't know. I'm definitely getting off the track of the subject here for sure, and forgive me for indulging in that, but it really is a point. You know, I'm making a point to not sound produced with these talking podcasts because in my opinion, you really don't need it. What you've done right there, and just come on, now you're using a much better rig actually than I am to come on and talk about your, you know, when you come on and talk, your voice sounds nice and big and full. And, you know, I hate what I sound like. You know, my voice sounds horrible. I'm on a crappy mic, you know, just going into a stupid Sound Blaster card. But, you know, if I really wanted to, I could get in there and sound like God with a big, deep, heavy voice and all this stuff, you know, not needed, dude, not needed at all. It's the feeling. It's not the production. It's the feeling. Anyway, to give you a little more info on the Mind series, that actually is an album, my first album that I released. And keep in mind here that I still haven't put out any of the really good stuff. I'm putting out stuff that I can get away with putting out because it's older stuff. And, you know, now, of course, the Mind series is my own individual, you know, project. I pretty much wrote that. And you're not going to want to hear this magic. You really are not. But believe it or not, that album actually took me 5 years and approximately 5,000 hours of time to do. I know it sounds crazy, but given what I had to work with back in those days, which was minimal stuff. I mean, I started with a little old double cassette deck, a cool one though, a little JVC computerized cassette deck that would let me overdub from cassette to cassette. And interestingly, through the use of visualization, because I was in such, you know, dire straits financially and stuff back in those days, through the use of visualization, I was actually able to obtain some much better recording equipment, and that's a story in itself, which maybe I'll leave for another podcast. But you had mentioned that you liked number three, which is you know, the open road, and that was one of my, I liked that one too a lot. But I suppose for maybe, well, I don't know, you didn't really mention reasons why you liked it specifically, I guess, but that one I wanted a little bit more of a rock edge to, and of course, you know, the guitar opening up, and you know, maybe immediately kind of gives you that flavor. But to be honest with you, about, I suppose maybe you'd be interested, I don't know, maybe you're not, but my favorite tracks on that whole CD are probably number nine, could I have just divulged a secret? I think I did, but seeing as nobody's jumping in on this, maybe I'll just let that one go and give you another clue. But anyway, my favorite track on the CD is In Search Of. The reason being is that one, along with The Unknown, the other track, were the two that took me for friggin' ever. Ugh, you just don't know what I went through to get that track to sit like that, man. To give you an idea what kind of... Now, an Alesis HR16 drum machine, of course, back in those days, you know, I tried to have a set of drums, real expensive to go into a studio and record. I didn't have that kind of money. And so, instead I bought my own little recording rig, like I said, which came about through the use of visualization and some further circumstance that happened to me in my life. And, to get those tracks like that, the use of the drum machine was particularly rough, because we're talking each one of those segments, each one of those measures in every single one of those tracks had to be individually programmed for variety. Because let's face it, with a drum machine sounds a lot like a drum machine. I guess one of the points I was trying to make to you in your stuff, which I'm going to get to in a minute, because I'd like to comment to you a little bit more about your stuff and what I've heard so far from you anyway. But it's rough, man. You know, to get that kind of variety and the feel of a real drummer playing, which to me it still doesn't do, man. I keep that stuff in the closet, because I just really... You know, I've graduated to, you know, playing on, you know, real drums, real recordings, and, you know, for all it's worth, it just made it even harder when I got into real drums, because of the whole issue of the recording and the sound of a drum set is extremely difficult to capture and produce right. You can hear that. Hell, the drums in the TMS series, to me, as far as the actual sound, individual sound probably better than any of the live stuff recording that you heard, which at this point, I think from what I've uploaded, are only Dancing with the Alien. That's all live, no drum, and his legacy will never die. There's no synthesis really going on in any of those tunes, and I think it shows both musically and sound wise that you can hear the difference with real instruments. And I guess I don't really want to harp on it too long, but you know, real instruments make a real difference to me, I guess, as I've come up and continued on with music composition and stuff. And Anyway, I just want to mention that, yeah, that was a very painstaking process, and in my spare time after work, and this is holding down two jobs, in those days, I was doing this literally every waking moment that I could afford, to get that album out there. And by the way, it was influenced from stuff like John Luke Pawnee, Alan Holdsworth, Larry Carlton, The Yellow Jackets, Spira Gyra. a whole bunch of fusion stuff. And, oh, I better not forget to mention stuff like Mahavishnu Orchestra. I mean, you know, all that kind of stuff really played a part when I heard that stuff, and particularly the album I.O.U. by Alan Holdsworth. Should you ever get your chance to get a, you know, get a chance to get your hands on that puppy, to me, that has got to be one of the greatest albums of all time. It's a very relatively little-known album, but the musical statements that are made, is particularly with both melody and drums, they're out there, man. This is not stuff, you know, meant for the average guy. It's musician music, like you said, and I think it's important that we maintain that distinction because, you know, musicians are the ones going to be really the most responsive to it. And it, just some further notes for you on that whole thing. But, and by the way, you are listening to some pretty low quality tracks of it. I have, of course, you know, the highest quality tracks, and, it's for sale. You know, I'm trying to keep that out of here. You know, I don't want to give the impression that I'm trying to get on here and sell my music. Although, you know, it's my only form of income, and, I just thought I'd mention that. I think I'm selling the whole actual remastered version for like $12.95 or something. But anybody, by the way, hearing this and who's interested in picking it up, you to you me, and I will give you further info on that, on how we can go about doing that in a sort of anonymous fashion. Because, as we know, anonymity is kind of important around here to a certain degree, and some may argue that point, but, all right, magic. Anyway, I'm really digressing, and I really don't mean to ramble on, but thank you so much for getting up here and saying that. Just, you know, it makes 5 years and 5,000 hours worth it just to hear, you know, reactions like that. It ain't the money. It ain't nothing else. It's just from me to you. And that's, you know, I think more important than just about any of it. But in regards to your music magic, you yourself, Mr. Sorcerer, have an incredible talent already. The one thing that I if I could say anything, would be the only difference between your stuff and my stuff is the amount of production and embellishment that's gone in to the original raw thought. To give you an idea, on that Mind series, there was so many, there's so much stuff in there that you haven't heard that was actually cut out because, you know, I write and rewrite and then rewrite again kind of thing. My point to you is that your raw talent is already showed to me. You've got an incredible sense of writing lyrics, really good lyrics. That song that you wrote about Katrina, look, man, I heard that and I was like, oh, magic. If you could have just, if I could have gotten a hold of that song and taken it and produced and developed it with you, it would have just really gone over the top. And I guess what I'm trying to say is you have the raw talent. You already have it. I hear it. You've got a great voice. Instrumentally, I think, you know, I think the probably the experience level in itself of producing tracks, and keep in mind, I'm sitting from a different platform. I've done this pretty much all my life, or at least since I was 15, music, and probably since I was maybe 20, really started getting into producing music per se. But anyway, that's what I feel. Please keep going with it, Magic. You've got some really good raw talent. I think as you listen, and I'm flattered, of course, that you'd consider using my music for influence. Although, keep in mind, pop and rock stuff, and, you know, which, by the way, I've got a whole shitload of rock and pop stuff. I'm actually, or was, just sort of terminated that, but playing with many different bands, and it's all in the rock vein. Some of it getting harder, some of it I've just chosen through because of what I like, I suppose, and what I thought would more appeal to the general membership here, to upload individual, you know, these tracks that sort of are almost crossover kind of stuff, so that they appeal to a wider range of people, because you know, and then I get on here and hear other people putting up stuff like you know, I think one guy used some death metal or something in one of his tracks, or some really hard rock, and I got some of that stuff too. It's just, anyway, Magic, keep going, please, with your stuff. It's really good in its core. It just needs that extra step. And anyway, I just really wanted to say that because I think you've really got some hardcore, heavy-duty, inherent talent to do it. And on that note, I think I'll sign off. Thank you very much again for your compliments, and you really touch my heart.